How do you flip things around going into this week with the short week?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a funny schedule, but you know, it's good because you got that Thursday night game during the season, and you got some Monday night games and short weeks, and you know, it's good practice for us to have to, you know, turn around right after a game, have a hard practice on Tuesday after a Monday night game, and then be ready to play in a couple days, get your body right, and it's good preparation for the season.
Jacoby, we've talked about before how you guys have been having a good training camp and kind of getting on the same page. And then preseason opener, he has a couple of drops, and there was the pass that went deep for an interception. And did you guys talk much about that afterwards? Did you just write it off as, all right, look, this has been great, let's not worry about this? Or did you make the corrections and move on? How did you guys approach it?
Oh, definitely. We talked a lot about it. The interception was my fault. It was not his fault at all. It was completely my fault. The drops, that's part of the game. And I've thrown Jacoby a lot of balls. And those are the only two balls I remember being dropped. I mean, from last year, this offseason, OTAs, mini camp, this training camp, Demo's been hurt, so he's gotten a ton of reps. I've thrown him 100 and something balls probably, and completed most of them. The incompletes were either because of good coverage or a bad throw. But, you know, it's not something that needs to be talked about. Jacoby understands. He didn't, you know, it's nothing that needs to be talked about. I have complete faith in him, and he'll catch the next one. I told him right after having him, come right back at you, give you another chance, and I know the next ball I throw to him, if it's a bad ball, he's going to go up and make a play on it and make a play for me.
Talk about after the game, about the interception, that's a preseason score. What do you mean? What do you sort of mean by that?
Well, we try different plays, different shots, certain protections, certain shot, and that's, you know, you try to put guys in positions to see where they can really succeed at, and we try to double move, big play action, seven step drop, you know, deep downfield shot, and you know, looking back at the film, I learned a lot from the play, holding the safety with my eyes, being better with my head where my eyes are before the play. So you need to take those shots in the preseason before the bullets start firing, and see, you know, how guys run on double moves. Are they better off running a deep post or just a straight go route? How defenses adjust our speed on the outside, just little things you can pick up off of film and, you know, getting with in-game experience.
You're a guy that's played a lot of games in your career. When do you know that you're ready? How much action do you need in these games? Is there a point, is there something that you're looking for, a feel or a certain amount of reps?
That's a good question. You just feel ready. You know, I don't know if there's a certain amount of reps. There's definitely a certain amount of reps and practice you need. But once you've played the game for a while, you really need the reps and practice to see yourself on film, watching yourself make mistakes, make right reads, good throws, bad throws, whatever it is. You know, when it comes to game time, most of our guys are pretty experienced guys. They've been playing long enough. They don't need to get hit, you know, to get ready for the regular season. There's some rookies that we're counting on that need, you know, guys like Jaron and Rod, they really need to get knocked around, to have to face press coverage and good coverage. It just kind of gives them a confidence that you need to know when you're a rookie, because, you know, there's a point where you're kind of like, I don't know if I can play in this league, and you need to find that out for yourself and compete. But for the most part, vets, you know, you need the reps in practice. You need to feel comfortable within the offense, within what you're asked to do, and just go out and play.
Your observation of Coach Allen, lots of times rookie coaches will really dive into their field of expertise. If you're an offensive coordinator and you become a head coach, it's your offense. If you're a defensive coordinator, it's your defense. Allen seems to be kind of embracing the overall part of that. I mean, in terms of, do you see that he's got his stamp in pretty much every area of this team?
Yeah, I think one of the most impressive things he's done is hire a great staff. I think head coaches get involved and probably more involved than they want to if they don't completely trust, you know, their hirings. But I'll tell you, you know, he trusts who he's hired. He did all the research he could have done. He hired Coach Knapp, to me, is phenomenal. Coach Tarver, just having a chance to play against his defense and talk football with him and talk, you know, what hurts this coverage. Very, very intelligent, very, very bright, very young, but very, very bright. So I think more than anything, he just trusts the guys he's hired and doesn't feel the need to have to, you know, go over and interrupt or cut in. He believes in those guys. He believes that their system will work. And you know, he does a great job you know, not completely coming in and taking over, and then, you know, a position group's hearing a thing from a head coach, an offense or a defensive coordinator, and then their position coach. He does a good job of letting his coaches coach.
Guys, we have time for just one more question.
Last year you were in a unique situation. You came in late. This year you have the opportunity to have all this. How much more confidence does it give you coming into the season, having this, working with everybody day in, day out?
A ton of more confidence. You know, there's no comparison to, you know, where I'll be at week 7 or 8 this year as opposed to last year, and just getting the experience and the reps I need now will pay off come week 1.